I want to welcome you to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yaya Diamond. What's up, peoples? How you doing, man? It is a great day. Oh, yes. And I have an amazing author on the show. You guys know what? Okay, yeah, I know. I love authors. So we have an amazing author on the show today, and she has written a book called Spooky Stories. Some true and some are not. Which ones can you say? Oh, I am so excited. I have Madjory, and I hope I don't say this last name wrong. As a matter of fact, I'm probably not going to say it. I'm known to torture last names. So Madjory, please tell us your last name.
Cavalleros.
See, I would have touched it. I knew it. It would have been gone. It would have been terrible. I'm so sorry. I apologize for not trying to tackle it. But I'm so happy to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. So tell me about yourself.
Well, I began writing spooky stories about 20 years ago, and I enjoy writing them. And most of them, in fact, probably all of the true stories, come initially from patients that I have had, not psychotic patients, healthy, depressed people most of the time. I'm a physician, and they've told me their stories. And I've written them just disguising who they were. I write very short stories. They're all of them are probably no more than 3 pages long, so it's easy reading.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. So, I mean, okay, so your books, okay. But how did you come about writing these books? I mean, I understand you said you kind of mask their identity, but why come about writing these books?
Well, it started by writing a fictional story. I saw that there was a contest at Halloween asking for a spooky story, and I thought, I'm going to give that a try. And I won an honorable mention. Well, that certainly did it. I'm now hooked on writing.
I love it. I love it. So that did it, huh?
That did it.
Oh, wow. Wow. I love it. It's like you got the bug. All of a sudden, you just had to be a writer. Were you always a writer before that?
Oh, no. I never wrote for pleasure or for other people's pleasure. The only writing I had ever done before that was probably in medical charts.
Oh, wow. So you're a physician?
I am.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's your specialty?
Psychiatry.
Ah, okay. I'm a little mental. I think all of us are. I think no one's not touched anymore. Okay. So some of your stories are written from the viewpoint of a criminal. How does that come to be? How can you write from the viewpoint of a criminal?
I worked for a number of years in a several high security prisons in California, in the Department of Corrections there. And I think that writing those stories, even though I didn't know it when I wrote them, I believe that it was a catharsis for me. I had spent a lot of time in the heads of criminals, and I think it was sort of micro traumas. So by writing the stories, I was diffusing. I did not know that when I wrote them. It's only since then that I realized.
Oh my gosh. How scary is that to have you ever understood the mind of a criminal?
To some degree, to the degree that they would let me in. Mm-hmm. You know what was going on inside them. But I don't find, well, certainly not within the prison system when the inmates are reasonably controlled. I find it more frightening to be out in a city in public than I do to work in a prison.
Wow. Why is that?
I think because the inmates, by the time they get to prison, they understand why they're there. They're trying to adapt to life inside the prison. And they may have troubles adapting, and that's where I might meet them under those conditions. But they're not out to be harmful. They know, for example, that a physician's trying to help. Mm. So they're not going to be nasty with us usually. I'm, of course, retired now.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay. So are you still writing today?
Oh, absolutely. I have written the one book, the one that you're talking about, and I'm in the process of writing a second.
Okay. Yeah. Spooky stories.
Yes.
Some true and some not.
That's correct.
How'd you come up with the title, Some True and Some Not?
Because that is how it is. Some of my stories I believe to be true. Patients would report events to me that they experienced. Nowadays, when I'm not working, I get most of my material from friends and relatives.
Wow. Okay, so now that you're retired from the medical practice, okay, where do you draw your ideas, though? I mean, are you still kind of, I know you say you get some of them from your friends, right? But can you still go kind of back and grab some of those stories that you were told back in the day, you know, for your future references?
I feel like I may have shot the wad on that source. But people will tell me stories that they experience. I avoid my stories. None of them are evil. Mm-hmm. None of them have a particularly dark quality. I hope that people who read my stories actually feel very hopeful and don't feel the need to censor themselves when they have a paranormal experience.
I got you. Do you write any other kind of stories, other types of stories?
Yes, I do. They're usually not well received, but I do. I write other stories about life experiences, memoir.
But why do you feel they're not well received?
Well, perhaps the issue is I don't have a venue for them. I don't have enough to put into a book.
I gotcha. And that can be possible. Yes, that can be possible. Don't worry. Like they say, like my grandma said, you live long enough, you'll have enough. Oh my gosh. Okay. So do you feel the nature of your paranormal material has changed?
Very much so. I think as I get older, I find that when I'm writing fictional stories, I'm writing more about, end of life issues, possibly reincarnation. I think it's because I'm aging. And I think that's why I have to look back before I realize why I'm writing what I am, just as I had to look back and realize I was writing to defuse from my prison experiences.
Mm-hmm. Wow. If I know my mom always told me, you never ask a lady how old she is, but if it's not too personal, how old are you?
I'm 84.
Oh my gosh. You know, life is just beautiful. And when we live to be 84 and 94 and 104, like my grandmother, my great grandmother, she lived to 104. And it's like, I know, it's like your life isn't over till it's literally over. Right. You know, what kind of advice do you give to those people who may be thinking, oh, you know, I'm too old to do this? What do you tell them?
I tell them that they should wonder what they're going to be doing in a year from now if they don't think up something to do now. They're alive, they might as well become active. I know for me, my body doesn't want to do much, but my mind is still active and I enjoy writing. I think socializing is important because people get ideas. Mm-hmm. Socialize.
Wow, that is amazing. Keep writing, don't stop. Just keep doing it. Cause I mean, you're amazing at doing that. Thank you so much for being on the show. Where can people find your books?
I'm available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
Awesome. We're going to have that information in the description box below. So that way you guys can go and find these books. It is Spooky Stories. Some true.
That's true.
Or not. I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Ms. Marjorie, for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it so very much. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And don't forget to dare to be different. And don't forget to go and look at these books for yourself. I mean, you know, if you like these spooky stories, some true and some are not, then you would love this book. That definitely, definitely, you're going to have to check this out for yourself. And until next time, guys, don't forget to dare to be different. Bye. I dare to be different. I dare to be different. I dare.